This is Mary Ann McCullough, Brother Aaron's wife, welcoming you to today's edition of Fresh Fire Ministries. I hope that you've made your plans to stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we once again worship the Lord through the old-fashioned preaching of His precious Holy Word. I would like to remind you that the Fresh Fire Ministries radio broadcast is a listener-supported faith ministry, which means we are dependent upon the prayers and financial support of our listeners, just like you, to pay for airtime and production costs associated with this ministry. My husband and I take no salary from this ministry. In fact, we are financial supporters just like you. This is simply a labor of love for us. So if you enjoy these programs, I encourage you to become a financial supporter with us. No amount is too small and none is too large. And remember, all financial gifts are tax deductible. Also, we would love to be in service with you. I ask that you prayerfully consider having Brother Aaron come and preach for your next homecoming, revival, men's meeting, or even a regular Sunday service. It would be his honor to come. To correspond with us, you may call us locally at 706-302-9162 or toll free 1-800-511-9536. Our email, freshfire@mindspring.com. Or you may visit us on the web at www.freshfireministries.com. And always the regular mail, 1141 East Main Street in Hogansville, Georgia, 30230. Thanks for tuning in today. Now here's my husband, Brother Aaron, to tell you about today's broadcast.
Thank you, sweetheart, for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate you doing that so very much. And I appreciate all you listeners being in your place of listening, wherever that may happen to be, and being faithful to listen to the Fresh Fire Ministries radio broadcast. I appreciate it very much. I know that many of you like to know where we're going to be each week so that you can be with us whenever possible. Let me make you aware that coming up on February the 26th, the morning service at 11 a.m., I'll be preaching at Bethel Baptist Church down on Highway 29 down in West Point, where Brother Steve Sexton is the pastor. So I invite you to come be with us. That's Bethel Baptist Church, Highway 29, West Point, Georgia. I also want to encourage you to check out the revamped website. I think you'll enjoy it, www.freshfireministries.com. All right, this past week I had the pleasure of preaching revival services at the Mountville Baptist Church in Mountville, Georgia. God showed up and just done a wonderful work. So you're going to hear, for the next 4 weeks, you're going to hear those sermons, and hopefully you'll get a little bit of the feel of the Holy Spirit that was there, and His presence was manifest. I hope you get a blessing out of the message today. Now, this is a sermon series that I've done, a brand new one, on discovering the way forward. And this was the first sermon, and it's entitled, God Means for You to Be Where You Are. Hope you get a blessing out of the message today. As I have sought God concerning what He would have me to preach this week, He has led me to a theme I've never really taken before in revivals. So that tells you, you're talking about me knowing all y'all songs in order, that tells you you're getting a new set of sermons this week too, if it's a theme I've never preached on. That rascal right there, I'm going to tell one story on Mike Phillips today. It was a summer, I had about 12 weeks of revival, back to back to back to back to back in the summer. And he was with me leading the singing for about 8 or 9 of them. Toward the end of the summer, he come up to me one night, said, "Preacher, I know you're tired and wore out." Said, "You can just take the night off tonight if you want to." Said, "I know your sermon's as good as you do. I'll preach tonight." Y'all pray for that heathen. But anyway, he's led me to a theme, and the theme is this: discovering the way forward. Discovering the way forward. And the message I'm preaching this morning is God means for you to be where you are. I only got 4 shots to hit it and get it and get it in. I can't. Normally on homecomings, I would do something like a sermon light or something, and we'd have a little good time and we'd go eat. But now I only got 4 shots at you, so I got to utilize this time. You are undoubtedly familiar with the biblical story of the children of Israel at the Red Sea. But what you may not be familiar with, what may not have sunk in on your understanding, is that God meant for them to be there when they were at the Red Sea. After their miraculous departure from Egyptian slavery, God tells Moses to tell the children of Israel to turn and make their camp in the most untenable place or position they could have possibly put themselves into. Nobody, and I do mean nobody, from Moses to the least of the children of Israel, liked being in the situation that God had placed them in. They had the Red Sea before them. They had the wilderness on either side of them. And they had Pharaoh behind them. And they all were seeking a way forward from where they were. As the children of Israel in this life, hear what I'm about to say. All of us are on a journey from somewhere to somewhere else. I like that. All of us are on a journey from somewhere to somewhere else. We all have a story. Amen? But I submit to you that sometimes we find ourselves in places where we'd just really rather not be. Amen. Now, it may be a personal journey or it may be a spiritual journey. But rest assured, we're on a journey from somewhere to somewhere else. And I submit to you today that this church is on a journey from somewhere to somewhere else. God has brought you a mighty long way. See, I can tell you something that only a few of you in here are going to know, and I've told this here before. Before I ever started pastoring, my wife and I came to Mountville Baptist Church, and I preached a trial sermon here. And they might have been, Sandy, help me, they might have been 8 or 10 folks back then. Had a little gas heater right over here. Yeah, yeah. And it was cold in here too, but anyway. And you know what? I preached my best sermon. And these folks up here had the good sense not to call me as their pastor. Amen. Amen. But I've watched you through the years, and I'm here to tell you, folks, God's brought y'all a mighty long way. Amen. You've been on a journey from somewhere, but you're going somewhere else. Boy, I had the privilege of preaching the last service in this sanctuary before y'all literally tore the roof off. Amen. And I got preached in the first revival. Had to y'all put it back on. Y'all, you see, God's brought you. You're on a journey. But listen, I believe that he has wonderful plans for you. But unfortunately, the journey is not always peaches and cream.